All right, so you're ready to dive into something a little different today.
Always. Hit me with it.
Oil and gas investments.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, but hold on. We're not talking like striking it rich with a gusher, you know. This deep dive is all about how you can get regular income, like clockwork, from these investments.
Oh, okay. So we're talking consistent cash flow, not just hitting the jackpot. I like it.
Yeah,
Oh.
exactly. And our guide for this is we've got excerpts from let me see, Monthly Cash Flow Strategies. Catchy title, right?
Monthly cash flow strategies up here.
Structuring oil and gas investments for regular income is the full thing.
Okay, makes sense.
And right off the bat, the document, it stresses that it's not about, becoming an oil tycoon overnight.
Right.
It's about building a portfolio that's like designed to spit out steady monthly returns.
Steady monthly returns.
Now the
Okay.
question is, how do you even do that?
Yeah, how do you create that consistency with something as, potentially volatile as oil and gas?
Right.
Well, I think that's where the structuring part comes in, right? It's
Yeah.
not just buying any old oil stock. This is about specific types of investments.
Specific types.
So, for example, the document talks about mineral rights.
Mineral rights, okay.
Yeah, so this is where you actually own a portion of the underground resources.
Ooh, like I own the oil itself.
Exactly. And
Wow.
then you receive a payment every time oil or gas is extracted from, your little piece of the land.
So instead of owning the whole like drilling operation and all that, I'm kind of like a silent partner, just raking it in.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You're essentially getting a cut of the profits without, the headaches of running the whole shebang.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Now, the document also mentions royalties, which are kind of similar to mineral rights,
Royalties, okay.
but usually you get a smaller percentage of the revenue.
Okay, smaller cut.
But also, you don't have the responsibilities of ownership.
So less risk, less reward. Makes sense. But I'm guessing like owning mineral rights or getting those royalties, those probably cost a pretty penny, right?
Yeah, they definitely can. But the document, it also highlights another option, partnerships.
Partnerships. Okay.
And this is where it gets a little more accessible for maybe the average investor.
Okay. Yeah. Break this down for me.
So these partnerships, they pool funds from multiple investors.
Multiple investors.
So
Okay.
that allows individuals to participate with, a smaller initial investment.
Okay. So, like, we all chip in and buy a piece of the pie together.
Yeah, exactly. Strength in numbers,
Right,
right?
right.
That sounds more my speed too.
Definitely. Definitely.
But how do these partnerships actually generate that regular monthly income, Ryan?
Yeah, like where's the
Yeah.
magic happening?
Well, the document dives into that and talks about the management side of these partnerships.
Okay, management, all right.
So they're actively managed to make sure there's consistent production
Consistent production, all right.
and revenue, right, from the oil and gas assets.
Makes sense, yeah.
And then that revenue is distributed among all the partners, on a regular basis.
So it's like they're handling all the logistics and the work, and we're just collecting our checks every month.
Yeah, basically. Now, it depends on the specific partnership agreement. Some might distribute quarterly,
Okay.
but the idea is that you're getting these regular payments.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see how this whole monthly income thing works. But you know me, I'm a show me kind of person.
Yeah.
Does it actually have any real world examples of, how this plays out?
Oh, absolutely. It wouldn't be a good guide without some real-world examples.
Right.
And there's one case study that really stood out to me. It focuses on a partnership that was formed around a group of producing oil wells.
Okay, producing oil wells, so they're already up and running.
Exactly. So there's
Yeah.
already, cash flow coming in.
Yeah.
And what they did was they were able to streamline operations, optimize production, and ultimately they were able to distribute, a pretty predictable monthly income stream to their investors.
So it's not just like theory. These strategies have actually been implemented successfully.
Exactly. And that's kind of the beauty of it. There are people out there doing this right now.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and this is where the structuring aspect really comes in. The document emphasizes that these investments, they can be tailored.
Tailored,
They
okay.
can be tailored to match your individual financial goals and your risk tolerance.
Oh, that makes sense.
So you might opt for a partnership that's higher risk, higher reward, maybe focused on exploration, finding new oil fields.
Okay, higher risk, higher reward.
Or you might want something more stable.
Right.
lower yield, maybe focus on those producing wells that we talked about.
So there's like a whole spectrum of options within oil and gas investments, each one structured to deliver that regular income, but in different ways.
Yeah, exactly. There's no one-size-fits-all approach here.
Right.
And that's really the key takeaway. You know, the document encourages you to do your research, figure out what strategy aligns best with your personal financial goals.
It's fascinating how oil and gas, which I always associated with, like boons and busts, can actually be structured for like predictable monthly income. There's a whole new way of thinking about it.
Yeah, it's a different lens to look at it through, isn't it? And it kind of makes you wonder.
What's that?
This approach to generating that consistent monthly income, could this be applied to other sectors? Could we structure investments in, I don't know, real estate or tech in a similar way?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Yeah, something to think about, right?
Definitely food for thought.
Yeah.
This has been really eye-opening. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
My pleasure. Always enjoy it.
And to everyone listening, keep exploring. There's a whole world of investment strategies out there waiting to be discovered.
Absolutely. Until next time.
See ya.